Wake.
Guess what day it is?
Wednesday.
Man, you're really stupid in the morning, aren't you?
Somebody had a big piece of grouchy pie this morning.
There's something about fresh morning air that just really makes me sick.
Guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo!
Something told me to turn on the radio. I know how this sounds.
Sounds crazy.
Crazy? Last time I checked, we pretty much make our living on crazy.
Who wants to put on a show?
It's showtime!
Boston's greatest hits. 105.7 WROR. Here's Lauren and Wally.
Good morning! And how's everyone doing on this fabulous Wednesday morning?
Well, I'm just fantastic.
Yeah?
Yeah. I couldn't be better.
Hank, are you fantastic?
I'm not fantastic. I'm pretty good, though.
Okay. Lung boy?
I'm good.
Good. Okay. Well, it's going downhill here.
Yeah, that's a mess.
Okay. Sure is.
Okay, here we go. Hey, this is a big day. We got a big basketball game tonight.
Yeah, that's right.
Celtics are 9-0 in the playoffs at home.
That's right. Thank you very much. Things we have coming up in the program today. One of the things we're going to be talking about is local landmarks you have never visited. You know, you hear about all these great places people want to see all around America, but you live right here in Boston, and there are places right here people come in from thousands of miles away to see, and you've never even bothered to just drive by.
Yeah, you're lazy.
We're going to help you with that this morning.
You think there are any guys inside of 495 who've never been to the Golden Banana? I mean, let's face it.
Yeah, I absolutely agree. Dave Falcone has never been to the Golden Banana.
Yet.
I've never been inside of it.
Yeah. But that says a lot about you and your friends.
Sure does.
Been there many times.
Okay. Hey. Yeah.
With Lauren.
Have you been following the 30-year-old guy whose parents have been trying to kick him out of his house?
Yes, I have.
Okay. We'll cover that for you this morning.
Yeah, because I'm very interested in
this. It went to court yesterday.
Yes, it did.
Okay. We've got that coming up for you this morning.
Awkward.
Yes. Let me see here. Royal wedding gift bags. What are in those gift bags? Because people are selling these online now.
I heard about that, but I haven't explored what's inside them.
Okay, we got to find out what was inside the royal wedding gift bags. Starbucks, they've changed their rules again, so we'll share that with you this morning. Did you hear about the Boy Scouts and the big jamboree coming up?
Oh boy, it sounds like fun. Actually,
well, this is controversy.
Really?
You're not going to believe what they require to be available for the Boy Scouts at the World Jamboree this year. We'll share that with you.
What a gift pack they're getting!
Yeah, really. And golf, the price spike for Memorial Day at the gas pump.
Well, yeah, always.
I mean, what a surprise.
Yeah.
Okay?
It's like snow in the winter.
I know. How much do you think the price of gas has gone up in the past 2 months? We'll share all of this coming up this morning right here on the Lauren and Wally Morning Show.
105.7 WROR, the Lauren and Wally Show. This is Grand in 60 Seconds.
Are you ready to rumble? Win a grand in 60 seconds. The game is on the air. Our player this morning is a qualified paralegal from Lakeville, Massachusetts.
Oh, Lakeville.
You don't know
Flowers.
How qualified
okay,
she
well,
is.
Maybe you're right. Let me double check. Hey, Aaron, are you qualified?
I guess so.
Okay, good. Her name is Aaron Hayward, and welcome to the show. It's great to talk to you this morning, Aaron. And you believe that you have a pretty good shot of winning this $1,000, don't you?
I'm going to try.
Aaron, say hi to my cousin Darlene at Heritage Flowers in Lakeville.
Oh, I certainly will.
Okay.
Say hi to my cousin Eric at Savas Liquors.
Maybe you can buy a lot of flowers.
Okay, I will.
Here's what's going to happen. LBF is going to ask you 10 questions. In 1 minute, you'll hear the clock ticking in the background. If you don't know an answer, say pass. Move on right away. At the end of 60 seconds, you will hear a buzzer. If we have time before that buzzer, you can come back and pick up any questions you've passed over. Now, if you get all 10 right in 60 seconds, we'll give you $1,000. Sounds pretty simple, doesn't it?
Okay.
Okay.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay.
Three,
you can do this.
2, 1, go.
If it's 5 o'clock in Boston, what time is it in New York City?
5 o'clock.
What Revere Candy Company is being auctioned off tomorrow?
Necco.
Who was the first host of Family Feud?
Richard Dawson.
What is Tiger Woods' first name?
Pass.
Which city in the world had the first paved roads?
London.
What does the B stand for in MBTA?
Pass.
What political couple just signed a multi-million dollar production deal with Netflix?
Pass.
Where is the newly crowned Miss USA from?
Nebraska.
How many seconds are in 5 minutes?
300.
What is the surface for the French Open tennis tournament?
Clay.
Okay, let's go to what is Tiger Woods' first name?
Oh, I don't know.
I feel like you did a really good job. You lost good. A little steam there,
yeah,
but
six.
You know, that's all right. You did really well. Good show.
Okay, let's pick up the ones we passed on.
Okay, Tiger Woods' first name is Eldrick. Rome is the first city in the world to have paved roads.
That's the only one you got wrong. Of
B in MBTA stands for Bay.
I was thinking bus.
Yeah, I was thinking.
That's a tricky one.
Backup.
And the Obamas signed a multi-million dollar production deal with Netflix.
That's okay. You got a fine really consolation prize. I think you're going to enjoy this. A pair of tickets to see Dead and Company. May 30th, Xfinity Center. This is a great show. You will have a great time. You get all, you'll have a good time. It's a trip just to go to the show.
Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay, tickets are on sale now, LiveNation.com. You will have your tickets, and thank you very much for playing the game.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
Good job. Don't feel bad.
Okay. Everybody else, you want to play? You got to register. Log on to WRR.com. Randomly picking players from online entries. So log on today, WROR.com.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR. Boston's greatest hits, 105.7 WROR. The Lauren and Wally Show, sponsored by Horizon Interiors. Here's Lauren, LBF, Hank, and Brian.
Okay, everybody, it's time for your Wednesday morning 6:20 Min for Main episode, so let's get right at it.
Welcome to another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. As today's action-packed drama begins, Lem comes home to discover his house has been burglarized. So he frantically calls 119, and we hear...
Hello, 119.
This is Lem here. I'm frantically calling you to report that my house has been burglarized.
Oh, all right. We'll send a unit right over as soon as we can.
Several hours later, Bangor's canine unit arrives with Officer Cleves and his German Shepherd, Quack.
Oh, Quack.
Hold on. Be right there. Who are you?
Well, I'm Officer Cleves, and this is my dog, Quat.
Oh, my God, I can't believe it.
You can't believe what?
Well, my house has been turned upside down, and I've been robbed silly, and they send me a blind cop.
Join us again soon for another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. Right here on the Lauren and Wally Morning Show.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
You ever wonder about somebody who does really, really great impressions of celebrities? And then what it's like to run into that celebrity at a party? Maybe you've been making fun of the celebrity.
Yeah, and you know what happened to Sarah Paulson? And she was on Fallon last night talking about it.
Last time you were here, I made you do a bunch of impressions.
Yeah,
we
you
ran
did.
Through them. Can you give me a little Holly Hunter?
Jenny, hi.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
Kathleen Turner.
Liz and Jimmy, I haven't had my own show in a long time.
And Drew Barrymore.
Thank you so much for having me.
Pretty good.
Have you run into any of these?
I ran into Drew Barrymore and Ellen DeGeneres. That's a really big name. Do you want to pick that up?
No, yeah, you dropped a couple. Yeah, Ellen DeGeneres.
Ellen DeGeneres' 60th birthday party, and Drew Barrymore was there. And all of a sudden, I had this like whiteout in terror, thinking like, I did an impression of her on national television. She may hate my guts, but she didn't.
No.
She thought I was okay. She was like, Sarah, that was such a good impression. Like, that was so accurate. It was so accurate. I feel super honored. So sweet.
Oh, my God. And then on Conan weighed in on the new scratch and sniff stamps that the U.S. Postal Service is going to create on June.
That's exciting. The U.S. Postal Service announced they will release their first scratch and sniff stamps. Yeah. That explains why they've canceled their salute to Kid Rock.
Couldn't resist. Couldn't resist.
Hey, coming up about 10 minutes or so, but we got to weigh in on the 30-year-old guy from New York who his parents are trying to evict him out of their own house.
Yeah, they had a good day in court yesterday.
They did. Okay, we will share what happened and what did the judge say coming up right here on the Lorna Wally Morning Show.
The
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
Well, good morning. This is the Lauren and Wally Morning Radio Program. Been following this story for about 3 or 4 weeks now. About this guy down in New York. He's 30 years old. He lives in his parents' home. They've been trying to get him out of the house for like almost a year now. They sent him letters of eviction and all this sort of thing. He wouldn't leave. So he finally goes to court. And it kind of comes to a head yesterday in court.
Yeah. In like the New York Supreme Court. Like it went all the way to the top. And basically what happened was the judge was like, yeah, you got to go.
Yeah.
Wow, that guy can't take a hint, huh?
A hint? It was like,
seriously.
They offered him, the parents offered him like $1,800. They said, you know, here's money to go sort of, you know, pay first and last and get a job. And, he has zero work ethic. His parents are like, you need to get a job. You need to get out. You need to leave. And he's like, no, sir.
No, I don't.
You want to hear him?
Let's hear it.
Check this out.
I'm not a burden to them in the home. They don't provide laundry or food. Oh. I just wanted, you know, a reasonable amount of time to vacate with consideration of the fact that I was not really prepared to support myself at the time where I was served these notices.
Really? Okay, what's a reasonable amount of time? 30 years old. Really? Seriously?
He's 30.
He moved back in 8 years ago.
Wow.
That seems like an adequate amount of time.
That's a legitimate thing. Like 8 years ago, he was 22. He just graduated from college. There was a recession. Like, I can see it all. I did that. I went to college. I moved home. I stayed with my parents for a while. And then it just got awkward. And then you just to go.
Yeah.
You know?
The scariest part of the whole thing, he looks like the illegitimate love child of Ernie Buck Jr. and Kenny G. And that kind of freaked me out a little bit.
That means he has a lot of hair.
I know. Like, this, the hair, he has long hair and a long beard, just the sort of...
And it looks like they didn't supply him with shampoo either.
Yeah.
That was just my guess on the whole thing.
I know. I mean, the fact that it went all the way to the state Supreme Court, like the fact that his parents couldn't convince him to leave.
Okay. But you know the real kicker of the whole thing?
No.
After they left court yesterday.
Yeah.
You know where he went?
Where?
Home.
Yeah. Can you give me a ride?
Oh, God. That's awful.
What's going on?
Celtics are home tonight.
Home tonight is
and
right.
And they play well on their home court. Game 5, the Celts and the Cavaliers, their Eastern Conference Final Series tied at 2 games each. Home team has won each game in the series. Celts are 9-0 at home in the playoffs. Tip-off is at 8:30. Meanwhile, rookie Jason Tatum named to the NBA All-Rookie Team. The first two picks in last year's draft, Markel Fultz and Lonzo Ball, didn't make that team. Now, if you haven't started paying attention to Red Sox leadoff hitter Mookie Betts, all 5'9", 180 pounds of him, you better start because he blasted his league-leading 16th home run, a three-run shot in the third inning, led the Red Sox to a 4-2 win last night in Tampa.
Shot deep to left. Back it goes. Kiss it goodbye. Apparently, Mr. Betts does not like to be tied with anybody in home runs. A three-run bullet, number 16.
He is unbelievably
amazing.
Rafael Devers hit a solo shot. Chris Sale, 7 2/3. He struck out 9 for his 5th win. Craig Kimbrell got the save despite loading the bases in the 9th. David Price against his ex-teammates, the Rays' Chris Archer, tonight in Tampa. Western Conference Finals tied at 2 after Houston beat Golden State 95-92 last night in NBA action. NHL Eastern Conference Finals, Game 7 tonight in Tampa, the Lightning and Capitals. The winner gets to face Vegas in the Stanley Cup Finals. While Tom Brady and Rob Gronkowski worked out at the TB12 facility across the parking lot at Gillette Stadium yesterday, the Patriots went through another day of organized team activities. Julian Edelman, who celebrated a birthday, back on the field. It's good to have him back on the field, I can tell you that. And Yankee slugger Aaron Judge will not defend his crown on the Home Run Derby at the MLB All-Star Game July 17th. At Nationals Park in Washington, D.C.
Okay, the Brian Bellbuster is coming up next.
Yeah, it's brought to you by Eagle Bank. And Laura works with Blair, and it's Blair's birthday. They work at a florist shop. So I called Blair to order some different funeral flowers. Could you make them kind of look like aquatic? Kind of have an ocean theme?
Sure, we can do an ocean theme.
When you guys deliver... You know, we're at 42 Wallaby Way. Is there a way you could set them up? And this is for Nemo, our family fish. So the service is taking place kind of in the bathroom, you know. So
it's for a fish?
105.7 WROR. Lauren and Wally.
Hello?
love. The Brian Bellbuster. Mornings on the 50s. The Lauren and Wally Show. 105.7 WROR.
So Blair works at a flower shop, and one of her co-workers, Laura, wants to get her a Brian Bellbuster for her birthday. I called to get some flowers for our poor dead fish.
Hi, Mr. Flowers. Blair speaking.
Hi, yes. I'd like to place an order.
Sure, absolutely.
I'm hosting a memorial service, and I needed to order some funeral flowers, actually.
Oh, I'm so sorry for your loss.
Thank you. I know I've seen, I don't know if you guys can do it or not, but do the flowers to kind of look like something else, not just a regular bouquet kind of
thing. Oh, well, I mean, we have plenty of different arrangements. We have arrangements ranging from small to large, depending on what your price range is and needs.
Okay, I mean, can you make it look like a fish? Almost like Nemo, like a clownfish type thing? Some orange and white?
Sure. I mean, like the colors to resemble a fish, or you want it to actually...
Yeah, I mean, reminiscent of a clownfish. If we could make it almost in that shape, that would be really amazing.
Okay. We don't usually do something like that, but we can try. With our colors right now, we have some peonies, some roses.
Okay, maybe some nice Gerber daisy, like the orange ones. Could, you know, go
oh, yeah.
That would be
yeah,
nice.
Yeah, we could get something some orange like and some white in there.
So if we could get it delivered, it's the name is Philip Sherman, 42 Wallaby Way. We're hosting, so we need kind of more than just that single arrangement. If we could get some other arrangements.
Okay.
Could you make them kind of look like aquatic? Kind of have an ocean theme?
Sure, we can do an ocean theme.
And then could you assign the cards on the different arrangements from some of the friends? Would that be all right?
Sure.
Yeah, like Dory. You know, sign a card from Dory, sign a card from Gil, you know, Peach, Bruce.
Okay.
Right, and then when you guys deliver... You know, we're at 42 Wallaby Way. Is there a way you could set them up? You know, again, this is for Nemo, our family fish. So the service is taking place kind of in the bathroom, you know. So
it's for a fish?
The family fish, Nemo. So we have like a double sink, and then if you put something kind of over the toilet to make it really nice looking with the flowers...
I mean, we've never done anything like that before.
Have you done any seaweed work? Any kelp?
No. Where would you want kelp?
Kind of worked into the arrangements, you know, make it aquatic looking.
Maybe there's some vet nearby that knows fish arrangements.
Have you done a fish funeral before?
I have not. Never done a fish funeral. No.
Well, maybe I'll have to call somewhere else that specializes in fish funerals if you don't have, like, kelp and stuff.
Well, we'll always try to meet your needs.
Do you think Laura could help you set up the fish funeral for me?
Laura?
Yeah, has Laura worked there with you?
Yeah, she does.
Yeah, Blair, Laura called me, Brian Bell, at the Lauren and Wally Show here.
Wait a minute.
She wanted to get you a Brian Bellbuster for your birthday.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't really need any fish flowers for a fish funeral.
Oh, you got me so good. I told her that I would never fall for one of these.
Well, happy birthday, and thanks for listening to the Lauren and Wally Show.
Thank you.
Got someone you want us to call? Tell us who at the Lauren and Wally page of WROR.com. The Brian Bellbuster. Mornings on the 50s. 105.7 WROR.
Okay, so we got 2 days coming up, the big Memorial Day weekend. This is the weekend that kicks it all off. It's summertime of all these tours coming to town. And maybe you got, you know, somebody who's coming in and they've never been to Boston before. And
number one destination, absolutely, according to a new report.
It's pretty amazing, really.
Weird. Yeah. So,
everybody's already been everywhere else.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, see, the thing is, you know, we live here. We're so used to it. We don't even think about it. But there's a lot of great stuff to see around here. But where do you take somebody who's in for the first time?
So let's go. I like the Isabella Stewart Gardner Museum.
That's a great
thing. Beautiful in the spring.
It is, really. It
and if you
beautiful.
Wear Red Sox stuff, you get a discount when you go in.
There you go.
Oh, really? Okay. Yeah, never been there.
What?
Never been there.
No kidding. See?
Yeah, I'm one of these people who doesn't. I mean, I do a lot of things, but, you know, I just kind of forget. I forget where to go. You forget. I need a date with my city.
Okay.
You know, you just like kind of go to work and go home.
Have you ever gone to climb the Bunker Hill Monument?
No.
Climb.
Have you met me?
Climb.
I've never like climbed Mount Washington. I think I climbed Blue Hill, which is literally in my backyard once.
Well, you know, and Mount Washington, that's a great trip if you want to get out of there. So, well, hang on. Let's say, yeah, good morning. It's ROR.
Hey, Fenway Park.
Oh, good
Fenway
one.
Fenway Park.
Fenway Park. You know, that is a great take. Okay, hey, thanks a lot for the call.
All right, good morning.
Yeah, good morning. It's ROR.
Good morning. I think you should take the out-of-towners on a Boston Harbor cruise, have a couple of drinks, and then go to the North End for dinner.
That's brilliant.
What time can you pick us up?
Okay, great. Okay,
I drive the boat.
Oh, nice. Really?
Now you're talking.
Cool.
Okay, thanks a lot. Have a great day.
You too, thanks.
ROR, good morning.
Good morning. I just got your message about whether to take a visitor coming to Boston.
What do you think?
I'd go to Faneuil Hall, and you could eat their way through there, and if you didn't want to go there, there's all kinds of chowder houses and lobster and whatever else they could do. Plus, you're right on close to the waterfront. I think it's a perfect spot.
Great. Hey, great tip. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it. Have a great day.
Bye-bye.
All right. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good, thanks. How are you doing?
I am doing very well, thank you.
Got a recommendation for us?
I would say Faneuil Hall.
Okay. First place. Yep, it is a good spot, isn't it?
It is a great spot, and then from there's so many other places, but I think you need to start there.
Excellent. Thanks a million. Have a great day.
You too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, good morning. What do you got for us?
Hey, take him to the ice bar at Faneuil Hall.
Oh.
Definitely. Oh, okay, really. Panel walls hot. Okay, thanks a lot.
See ya.
Okay, yeah, good morning. This is Lauren Wally. How you doing this morning?
Oh, real good. I think you could probably knock out a lot of things and see the entire city doing a Charles River tour, a harbor tour, and then a trolley tour. And then if you wanted to spend more time in one place that you saw from any of those tours, you could get it.
Wait a
minute. I've done that.
There's a Charles River tour?
Yeah, it leaves from Cabot Site Galleria.
Oh, you're kidding
no
me.
No kidding.
I had no idea.
Oh, I've gone on that boat.
Have you ever done the duck boats? I mean, the duck boats are good because you go down into the Charles River on the duck boats. That's a great day.
It's really fun. Yep, and it is a good way to see the city. I did that like 2 years ago with Lucy. I had a date with the city, and I went on a trolley tour just like on a summer day, and we had nothing to do. And that's a good way to kind of get involved with your city and see stuff. Yeah. Good job.
Then once you've seen the city, there, you know, you can take them out to Walden Pond and... You know, probably the most disappointing thing is going to be, you know, you take them to Plymouth Rock because it's always going to be the same thing like that. You mean that's it? You know?
Yes, but Plymouth, the city of, and the little town
it's
is
great
adorable.
Day.
So
it
ignore
is.
The rock and enjoy the rest.
Well, see, they screwed
that's
up.
That's what their new slogan
They really
is.
Screwed up 200 years ago because they should have brought in a huge rock and put it there and said, yeah, this is the Plymouth Rock, the original one.
I know.
Well, I'd take them to Wegmans because it's got delicious food, and then I could show them where Tello's used to be. The old Meadow Glen Mall.
No wonder people don't come to visit you.
I used to take people to Dedham to see the Flickin' Chicken on Route 1. That was really
amazing. You can see that on the road, the Greenway now. They just put it back up. They're going to do a whole sort of signage thing going on for old signs from Boston.
And then you're going to be able to go up and take them up to the old original Hilltop Steakhouse, too. Because they're redoing the sign up there. So that's really, really big. So.
That's cool.
Maybe not. Okay, coming up next, Men from Maine, ladies and gentlemen, and it's all about taking a vacation, ironically.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
Okay, everybody, let's get to that vacation Men from Maine episode. Here we go.
Welcome to another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. As today's action-packed drama begins, Ephus and Effie have been having a few marital problems and have been seeing Doc Sider for a little counseling when we hear...
Well, what seems to be the problem with you two when you're arguing?
Well, Doc, me and Effie are having this big argument about where we go on vacation.
Well, that should be easy enough to work out. You just compromise. That's, you spend half the vacation where she wants to go, and then the other half where you want to go.
Well, that won't work, Doc.
Well, why not?
Well, because I want to go to Cape Cod.
So?
And she wants to go with me.
Join us again soon for another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. Right here on the Lorne and Wally Morning Show.
105.7 WROR.
The Lorne and Wally Show.
Yep, Starbucks back in the news because now they say you can come in and use their bathroom. Why, their new slogan is, when I got a pee, Starbucks is the one for me. And this is their new commercial. I think you'll enjoy this, okay? Very friendly, you know.
Making your way in the world today. Sometimes you drink a lot.
Yeah.
Your bladder's full and you are worried the bathroom door is locked. Hey, Starbucks, what do you say? Sometimes you need to go where they let everyone urinate.
Oh, nice.
Even if you don't buy their lattes. You want to go where you can pee and hang out in the rain. You want to go where they mess up your name. You want to go where baristas know that wetting your pants isn't fun. When you gotta go, Starbucks is number one.
Let's see what
they're doing. I've seen before, kids.
The Lauren and Wally Show.
Holy
105.7 WROR.
Okay. This is a really dirty laundry update.
Well, it's a little controversial, and I just kind of want to warn you that, like, the subject matter is pretty dark.
Warning.
There are two things going on. One is a kids' movie, but first is the Netflix show 13 Reasons Why. Now, 13 Reasons Why is a Netflix TV show. It's in its second season. The first season was controversial, based on a book. Everyone knew it was going to happen. It's about teen suicide. And the graphic nature of the first season, when the girl does commit suicide.
Yes.
It was a lot of controversy because it was really graphic. It was very realistic. It was almost, I couldn't watch it. I could not. I am an older person, and I just thought, no, I don't want to see this. So I just fast forward through it, and then, you know, I knew what happened. But for teenagers, you know, there's a fine line between sort of exploring real issues and then exploiting real issues. And the people who are watching season two now are saying that Netflix has done the latter. This is pretty bad in terms of subject matter. So it's sort of a continuation on the mystery of why this girl had killed herself.
Yes.
And then the people that were involved, the kids, the teenagers who had bullied her. And it's basically about bullying. And spoiler alert, at the end, I think that if you probably, you know, even Googled 13 Reasons Why, this pops up. The last episode shows one of the boys at the high school who had been bullied all year was assaulted in the bathroom, you know, like beat up. And then, but then he was
sexually
assaulted.
Yes.
With an
yes.
object. Now, this is a television show on Netflix that teenagers, young teenagers, when I say teenagers, like 13, 14, 15 years
right.
old,
yep.
are watching. And then what happens is that because that happened to him, that then there's a whole subplot of a school shooting. And so it's like that wow. And it was, I think it aired on the same day as the Texas shooting. And so it was like everyone's going crazy.
High school, right?
About this show. And I just think, I don't know. I think that when you watch something on television, it's really different from reading it in a book. If you read something in a book, the words are there, but you're not having that visual, which can really be a horrific thing to watch if you're not ready for it emotionally, if you're not ready for it maturity-wise. And I just think you really have to sit down and watch this with your kids and not, you know, I don't mean to tip or gore here, but that's just a little
crazy. I know what you mean.
This wasn't on ABC Family, was it?
No, but it's, you know what, Hank, it's on Netflix.
Which
is basically like ABC Family because you don't, there's no filter. You just go.
I have the kids version.
You do?
Yeah.
Does it pop because it's a teen thing? Will it pop up?
I don't
up?
Believe it does.
Okay. Test that later.
I'll check.
Okay. And then the question is, where's the line? Because, you know, these things someplace have to be explored. For example, in the Santa Fe high school shooting last week, one of the first things I noticed was the day after the shooting, they're interviewing some of the students, some of the kids in the school. You know, it's just a horrible thing. And I noticed that one of the kids who was, either a sophomore or a junior, immediately said, and this was like immediately after the shooting, one of the things he said, well, the shooter, had been bullied by other students and coaches. And I thought, oh, my God, where is this going to go?
I mean, obviously they want to tackle the subject of bullying, but...
how much of it is just the producers like, well, we have to kind of top ourselves from last season,
I think
so
that's it.
What are we going to do?
Okay, well, there's the difference
This isn't based on a true story.
See, that's the difference between exploration and exploitation.
Yeah.
I haven't seen it yet because I really don't want to because it's not something that I'm really too interested in. But anyway, that's the warning. There's and also I just want to mention if you take this is weird too. If you take your kids to see the new movie Show Dogs, apparently there's a controversial scene in this that's supposed to be funny. The National Center on Sexual Exploitation says there's a scene which normalizes sort of unwanted contact where the dog, because it's a show dog, has to have, you know, be inspected.
Be checked out.
Yeah, and so when the person's inspecting the dog's private parts, tells the dog to go to a zen place, and even though the dog continually says, I'm uncomfortable. The fact that this got through, all the producers all the editors, and they're like, no, this is weird. You know what? This is weird. Let's just skip this joke.
Why would they even go there? Because, you know, it's with a dog, it doesn't matter, you know, because they don't think that way.
Well, it's because when you have a movie, they make about animals, they make it like they're people. So it's like, it's one of those things where you might want to not. I just don't understand how it got through. Do you?
Maybe it was Harvey Weinstein's last movie.
I think you might be onto something there.
There's something wrong with you.
I know.
Okay, there's Dirty Laundry Update.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
105.7 WROR. The Lauren and Wally Show. This is Grand in 60 Seconds.
Ladies and gentlemen, let the madness begin, because when a grand in 60 seconds is on the air, Karen Melidio, who is from beautiful Danvers, Massachusetts, is on the line with us this morning. Good morning, Karen, and how are you doing, and do you feel like you're ready to play?
I'm ready. I'm hopeful.
She sounds pretty good, doesn't she?
Ready and hopeful.
Ready and hopeful is right.
Completely lucid.
Okay. Here's the deal.
I don't know about that.
Okay. Okay, brace yourself, Karen. Here's what's about to happen to you. LBF is going to ask you 10 questions within the next 60 seconds. You'll hear the ticker in the background. At the end of 60 seconds, there will be a loud, annoying buzzer to let you know the time has expired. You go through these questions as fast as you can. Give us as many answers as you possibly can. If you don't know one, say pass. Move on. We got time left at the end. We come back, pick up the ones you passed over on. You get them all right in 60 seconds, and we give you $1,000. Sounds pretty simple, right?
Right.
Right.
Right. Don't worry.
Don't want to embarrass my children.
Okay, good.
Too late. Your priority already did this morning.
Hey, you're on the Lorna Wally Show. What else could be worse than that, for God's sake? Okay, so you should have done this under an assumed name, Karen.
Well, we should tell us their names, and then embarrassed.
Hey, what are the kids' names? We're going to say hi to them.
They're all listening, hopefully.
Oh, the Millennial kids. Oh, yeah, them.
Okay. All right.
Hi, kids. Okay, you ready?
I'm ready.
3, 2, 1, go.
Birds lay these.
Eggs.
How many appendages does an octopus have?
8.
Which state is 80s chart toppers Alabama from?
Alabama.
What's the smallest country in the world?
Pass.
What's 7 plus 13?
20.
Which character was it that advised children that a spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down?
Mary Poppins.
The outermost layer of the earth is called the what?
Crust.
The attack on Pearl Harbor took place in which month?
January.
What's the first letter of the Greek alphabet?
Alpha.
Wile E. Coyote is always trying to catch what desert bird?
Oh, Wile E. Coyote. Roadrunner.
Okay, what's the smallest country in the world?
Oh!
You are so
strong.
Close. You got 8.
That was 8. Very strong. 8. Absolutely
good.
8
one
of them
wrong,
correct.
One pass.
Yep. Okay, passed on this one.
The smallest country in the world is Vatican City in Rome.
And the one you got wrong is?
The attack on Pearl Harbor took place in December.
But so much for infamy.
1941, I knew that.
Yeah. Oh, see? Oh, my gosh.
You knew.
Really, really, really good.
Okay. So we got a consolation. But you know, that's one of the best showings we have ever had. You did a terrific job on this.
My heart's beating a mile a minute.
For you, a pair of tickets to see Dead and Company, May 30th at the Xfinity Center. Don't take the kids with you. Tickets are on sale now. Visit LiveNation.com. So congratulations. You did not embarrass yourself. You did very, very well. Thanks very much for playing the game, and have a great day today.
Thank you. You guys always start my day with a smile.
Okay.
That's great.
See you later. Hey, you want to play? You got to register. Log on to WRR.com, and you can be playing Win a Grand in 60 Seconds. Yep. Log on to WRR.com. And now, ladies and gentlemen, the educational section of the program this morning. It's time for three things you need to know today. Well, there are, you know, three things in particular we thought merited discussion right here on the Lorna Wally Morning Program this morning. Could we start with the New England Patriots? I think that's pretty important.
Yeah, I think it's super important. I guess something bad is happening where Tom Brady is not showing up at the TIAs or the MCAs or the
TGS Fridays or something like that. Yeah.
What is he not doing?
Well, it's the OTAs right now. What's organized
that?
Team activity.
It's not mandatory.
They're voluntary, but he's always been there in years past.
But this year he's not.
No.
What does it mean? What does it all mean?
Okay, now, Hank, what's your take on the whole thing?
I never worry about Tom Brady being prepared mentally or physically. He works out harder than everybody there. He's always ready to go. I'm not worried about Tom Brady.
Isn't it more about being a team player? That's what I think. Yeah. Like, obviously, he's awesome. That's, like, not that's non-negotiable. But the thing is that isn't he supposed to be with his players?
Well, I think the overriding question is, why isn't he there?
Yeah, well, and I just, like, this is the time when he can work with all those new guys and, like, hey, this is how we do things here. And, like, he really shows the way. He's, like, the leader, and he's not there for the first time in his career.
Well, they say he's going to be there for the mandatory training camp. If he missed that, I'd be worried.
Well, that's because it's mandatory. Okay.
But he's here, but he's not there.
But he's, like, in Brookline hanging out?
Well, no. He's on the other side of the parking lot in his TB12 workout facility.
He's in Foxborough?
Yes, he's there.
Oh, my God.
Well, you know who can clear this up?
Who can clear this up?
Bill Belichick.
Oh, okay. Bill, what do you say? What do you say?
Yeah, I'm not going to talk about the people that aren't here. The guys that are here are improving. They're working hard. And those are the guys we're going to focus on.
Okay, good.
Okay, clear that right up.
That says something,
good.
Too.
Right?
That says a lot. There it is. This, I'm interested now.
This is the most uncomfortable offseason ever.
Yeah. He's right, like, in Foxborough, but not playing with his friends. He is having a tantrum. Tom Brady's tantrum.
You think that's it?
Yeah, TB12 tantrum. He's putting his foot down.
Why isn't,
like,
Gronk there?
Because he's at Ruta in Canton Center getting a nice smoothie.
They're working on his contract.
That's true.
Ah, okay.
And it's coming up to the one-year anniversary, date to date. And once it gets to that date and they rework it, he'll be there.
Yeah, tomorrow.
Tomorrow's the day.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Thing number two you need to know today is gas prices. Here it is, Memorial Day weekend coming up. And we're millions of Americans are going to hit the road. So somehow or another, gas prices always seem to just start ramping up before Memorial Day weekend. How much do you think gas prices have increased in the last 3 months?
How much?
41 cents a gallon.
41.
Okay, because it's summer. So this is what happens. Like, I know I went to UMass and I took Econ 101. Mostly I skipped it because I wanted to watch reruns of 30-something on Lifetime at that point, which is why I'm not in economics. But I know the thing about supply and demand.
Why. Exactly.
And then the supply and the demand.
Yeah.
That's it.
Well said.
Was that
your final?
That's what it is.
Did they mention anything in there about how they could really increase the supply if they wanted to?
Yeah, but they don't want to do that because
they
need more demand.
It.
That's how you make money.
Okay, does anybody believe the excuses?
I don't know. We're
anybody
any
believe
money.
The excuses they give?
No.
No.
Of course not. Those are ridiculous. They said, okay, there are two causes for the increase in gas prices. Number one, higher crude oil costs. Well, that's true. You know, but there are higher crude oil costs. We've seen that happening. Mm-hmm. Of course, that was planned to start happening 3 months ago, which it did. And then number two, the price increase is also caused by the phasing in of summer-grade gasoline. Really? Seriously?
That's like putting winter air in your tires.
Exactly.
That's funny.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. Okay.
I just thought... get ready to bend over and take it for the holiday weekend and beyond. Okay.
My gosh! Happy Memorial Day weekend.
And then thing number three we need to know today.
What is three? Number three? I don't know which one it is.
You forgot number three?
The gift bags.
Oh, the gift bags. Yeah, Oh yeah. Well, I'm really upset about the supply and demand. But speaking of supply and demand, they gave away 2,000 Harry and Meghan gift bags.
Yeah, but not to, like, George Clooney.
No, to, like, the people that they invited, about 2,000 people to be on the property at Windsor Castle to watch the wedding, and they gave them these white and blue little gift bags, and they've got, like, what? They've got, like, a water bottle. They've got, like, a discount to some chocolate,
They kind of look like any gift bag you'd get at a wedding.
It's like you're going to go and you're going to participate in a road race.
But anyway, they're selling on eBay for quite a bit of money. I saw one that was what was it, $20,000?
I saw one at $12,000.
Yeah.
And you saw one at $20,000?
Yeah, it's creeping up. So anyway, you know, you can it could be yours if you want it.
Really a nice refrigerator good. Magnet.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's worth it. The best. Okay. Coming up at 8:40 this morning, right here on the Lorna Wally Morning Radio Program, we've got
Name This Sound.
See if you can tell what is this. Okay, yes, we're going to play an episode of Name This Sound. Coming up at 8:40.
Teenagers fighting over Fortnite?
Okay.
There's
David Price right now. Okay, let's check the commute. Thanks for standing by. What's going on,
Ash? Sounded like my wife on Superman at Six Flags.
Really?
Hey, Rupert, what?
A lot in that sentence.
The Lauren and Wally Show. 105.7 WROR.
105.7 WROR. Good morning. This is the Lauren and Wally Morning Radio Program. And now it's time to play a rousing game of What's That Sound? Okay, you ready to hear the sound that we're... All right, here we go. Here we go. What's this sound? Hank believes that we actually went out to Six Flags and recorded his wife on a roller coaster, Superman roller coaster.
She's very frightened.
But that is not correct.
It kind of sounds like the guys in Monty Python.
Yeah. It sounds...
Okay.
It's just a flesh wound.
Yeah, so what's that sound?
It sounds like my cat when he's really pissed off.
Really?
That's a pretty good guess. You're in the ballpark.
My cat makes the exact same noise. I got two male cats, and when they get together, that's the exact noise he makes.
Okay.
Wow.
Thanks for calling. Have a great day.
All right, see ya.
What do you think it is?
I think it's two links talking to each other.
Two links, eh? I see.
You saw the video, didn't you?
I did.
Okay. Thanks for calling.
Cuff link and sausage link.
Two link. Yeah, it is. It's lynx, which is and a lynx is like it's a big cat. It's a cousin to the bobcat.
Oh, it is.
Yeah, and they have these. Some guy caught, you know, had his cell phone. He caught these two lynx at the side of a road, and they were having a territorial dispute.
Oh, they were? Not just a conversation?
That was just a conversation.
It doesn't even sound like...
Play it again.
It sounds like somebody imitating the sound of, like, a cat.
It does, doesn't it?
I love it. I love it. It's, like, the most frustrated scream ever. Like when I can't get the top off the pickle jar. I'm like,
So that's when you can't get the top off the pickle jar, huh?
That was good.
I see.
That was almost Chewbacca.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.